Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, a while back, Tulsi Gabbard was confirmed as the Director of National Intelligence. Looks like the Democrats really messed this one up. They probably lost the first female president. I think that most people would vote for a Vance Tulsi ticket. Watch the left claim that the only reason that Trump put her in is because of DEI. Instead of the fact that she seems to be competent. DEI is only a problem for the left if it's not one of their own people getting in using it. Up next, many people are still haunted by that scene from Terminator 2 Judgment Day, where LA gets nuked. Of course it's haunting. It was filmed with miniatures and looks real and wasn't CGI. Plus, in the early 90s, the threat of nuclear war was always in the backs of our minds, and we knew it could happen in any moment. Funny enough, I enjoyed the first four Terminator films. People thought that Part 3 was campy, but after T2, it's my favorite. Number 3, the first woman to use this pod to end herself had to be strangled until she stopped breathing, because it malfunctioned. Talk about cruel and unusual punishment. It was supposed to be humane. Several people were eventually arrested after the incident. But she's still gone, isn't she? I can't believe that some people aren't happy unless they're complaining. It's probably easier to take a long walk off a short pier with rocks in your pockets than to do this. If you're thinking of doing it though, don't do it, because life is precious. Moving on is tennis player Serena Williams with her husband. He looks like a discount John Wick. His arms and legs are smaller than hers, and this guy needs a gym, a coach, and most importantly, some self-esteem. But he's rich, and that's why she's with him. He's the co-founder of Reddit. Serena's worth $300 million, and he's only worth $150 million. But realistically, could she really get a better looking white dude with that much money? I don't care how rich she is. I'm still not attracted to her. Number 5 is another strong, empowered black woman saying that people are brainwashed into thinking that European features are the epitome of beauty. She's saying this while wearing a braided blonde-haired wig. You know that she would do the same thing as Serena Williams and marry a rich, light-skinned guy if she could. She's probably just saying this to convince black males that she wants from getting together with white women. Do you guys think that Beyonce agrees with her? Up next, I'm using this one the next time a vegan says why I shouldn't be eating meat, I'll tell them that my food is plant-based. If she then asks which plant, I'll just say meat processing plant. That's some next level sarcasm there. But logically, steak is plant-based because cows eat grass. I eat cows, therefore my food is plant-based. I'm one step away from being a vegan though, not by choice. I eat a small piece of fish every day, but everything else is off limits because it gives me reflux or inflammation. Number 7, this couple got caught during an earthquake at the worst possible time. But having sex in Japan these days is a rare thing. But he's still smiling even though she looks shocked that somebody is taking her picture. I also don't understand why East Asian women are fetishized in the West. Sure, they're usually thin, but I don't find their facial features attractive on most of them. They look way too plain. Looks like I was wrong though, this isn't Japan, it's Taiwan. Moving on, a woman beat these three men in a rap battle, so they graped her, set her on fire, and popped her with a boomstick. And she survived, so they couldn't even end her properly. They received the maximum sentence for their crazy behavior. The only reason she survived is because they were trying to kill her. Unlike this guy, he wasn't trying to end himself, but accidentally ended himself on social media while showing off with his long-distance hole puncher. Number 9, many wives have asked their husbands if they're their maid. But have many husbands asked their wives if they're their driver, meal ticket, mechanic, etc.? It's just expected for men to do those things out of love, and that's why we don't usually get upset about being used. This just goes to show you who has more power emotionally in a relationship. I ended one relationship because I was a woman's chauffeur, among other things, and I was simply tired of it. Up next, this Texas man was arrested trying to rescue thick Latinas from an ICE detention facility. What in the incel Mission Impossible is this? Unfortunately for him, Mexico is not sending their thickest anymore. But whoever posted this on Twitter X got had by an AI meme. It's clearly not a real story, but I'm sure that there are plenty of white simps out there thinking that if they could rescue an illegal woman, that she would love them and be with him forever. Dudes need to grow up. He looks like an obese, long-haired Lex Friedman. Number 11, at first I was a bit confused by this, and if this was their annual income or net worth. But it turns out that's just the amount of money they were paid by Big Pharma, because Warren's net worth is $70 million. These crooks need to stop profiting from making people sick. I hope they get audited by DOGE and they're forced to give up all that bribe money. Or at the very least, their payday needs to come to an end. Moving on, a driver was arrested in Munich after a car races into a group of people, and 20 were injured and luckily no one was ended. The media just ignores who was driving the car because it's inconvenient to the narrative to do so. An Afghan man was responsible, yet I'm sure the left will blame the right. The lamestream media wants you to believe that it was just a fluke car accident, and that if it was intentional, we should just ban cars. Number 13, a 42-year-old man fails his audition to be cast as Hermione in the new Harry Potter TV adaptation. I think they're taking inclusion to a whole new ridiculous level. If they didn't allow him to audition, he probably would have gone to the media and complained that they were discriminating against him. But it looks like the Black Snape didn't fail his audition. I don't have any issues with black actors playing that role, if he's actually a good actor. Up next, speaking of crazy, this congresswoman thinks the word manufacturing is sexist, because it contains the word man in it. Even after saying cray-cray things like this, the Democrats still don't know the reason they keep on losing elections. I thought this was a story from The Onion, but Jan Schakowsky here says the word manufacturing is discouraging women from working in the factory sector. Well, if that's true, then why isn't the term manicure discouraging women from getting their nails done? Number 15, maybe times are changing. Because here's Meryl Streep saying that the term toxic masculinity and saying it is harmful to boys. Since when do we have women in Hollywood starting to care about men and boys? Looks like the leftist Karens are trying to get in front of the conservative wave. She's just saying this to moderate her tone so that people keep supporting her work because the majority of Americans ended up voting to the right. She used to be far left. What happened? Moving on, the publisher of GTA 6 believes games should be priced per hour. But who wants to play by the hour? What, are we going back to the days of pay-to-play arcade machines? People can barely afford to live these days. They aren't going to pay for gaming by the hour. There's a ton of competition from other studios. People play retro games now, and AI will also make new games too. Gaming continues to get cheaper, not more expensive. What kind of digital coin clipping is this? Number 17, here we have a proud soy-filled father saying that his daughter got married last night, and that she's the one in the tuxedo. Well, look on the bright side. At least she didn't get the old zipper top surgery. I hope the bride's father paid for the wedding. So which one is that? I can also see the pain in his face even though he's trying to smile. But I don't have a problem with this. It would have been better if both women wore tuxedos. I would have got a much bigger laugh. Up next is the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota saying that we should protect trans kids. Sure, but why is there a knife on that shirt? This looks like a shirt that only a mentally disturbed person might be wearing. Maybe the knives are used to chop off genitals and top and bottom surgeries, because it's easier to control them when they have no balls. This just shows me that we need to cut off funding from Minnesota until things improve. Number 19, I'm all for RFK Jr. getting people to stop eating seed oils and eat more healthy fats. I've been eating like that for almost a decade now. But imagine what happens and how expensive olive oil will be if everyone eats it in large quantities. I'm already paying $15 a bottle for it at Costco. It could soon go up to $50 or $100 a bottle and I'll still be paying for it. But most people won't. If you want to check if your olive oil is real, then put it out in the cold. And if the fat doesn't start to turn white and thick, then it's most likely mixed with seed oils. Moving on, looks like the Democrats are done unless they take out Trump and Elon, because Doge is about to force them to account for every dollar they get from their donors. I think that Doge stands for Democrats officially getting exposed. But I think the real powers that be need the USA to survive, because it would mean total chaos for the entire world if America went bust. So they're willing to throw the politicians under the bus to get things back under fiscal control. Number 21, which do you prefer? The gaming console or the goth queen? A more realistic comparison would be if she was nagging and complaining, and then the guy has to make the choice. We will obviously choose the game instead at that point. I choose the gaming system or the power drinks because, do you see those tattoos on her? That's a call to the cops just waiting to happen. I choose the game because it cannot dodge accountability and it won't disrespect me. Up next, here's the difference between Muslim conquest battles and the crusade battles. Muslims always complain about the crusades, but want us to forget what they've done to Europe. The Muslims are finally stopped in Hungary before they could get into the rest of Europe. And yet today, Northern Europe is letting them in without even firing a shot in the form of demographic replacements. Hopefully that changes in the coming decade with mass deportations. Number 23, here's what happens when your father told you that you would never accomplish anything in life and you finally proved him wrong. And you can sure tell that she deserves that award because she's still walking slightly bent over. Another bonus to winning this award is she doesn't have to push out poop anymore, and neither do her fellow contestants. But I think this one's a lie because if her father really was in her life, she wouldn't have done this in the first place. As for you, buddy, sorry this wasn't your year. Maybe next year. Moving on, Ye and Bianca Censori are apparently going to split up, and there's no prenup. But does anyone actually believe this? I think he got her to disrobe at the Grammys. I suspect they both contacted divorce lawyers as a way to make more publicity, and people are stupid and falling for it. The more important question is, why are they wearing disposable garbage bags? But if she is leaving him, then she's all packed and ready to go. The lawyers will come back for the money later. Number 25 in the last one, this guy's worst fear is marrying a hot girl, and then bam, 10 years later, she's fat and ugly. That's not a fear. It's reality. Remember, women marry men hoping to change them, and men marry women hoping they never change. Since change is a constant in the universe, the guy always loses. It seems that 9 out of 10 men have fat wives. Also 10 years, really. Maybe more like double their weight in 3 years these days. He's lucky if she's not obese and doesn't divorce grape him. Remember, don't get married. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.